Hello Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Thabo Ncube. On Live Talk tonight, we are discussing a report launched by the World Bank this afternoon, which says Zimbabwe's economy could see rapid growth of 10% annually over the next decade if government implements recommended economic reforms. But if it doesn't and chooses to stay on the current trajectory, the bank warns that the country will continue to see economic decline of 3% every year, a depressing outlook. But first, a look at what is happening elsewhere on the African continent. 25% of Eswatini's rural communities lack clean drinking water, according to the charity Water Aid. And another 40% of these communities do not have access to water. Nokukanya Musi has the story from Mapungwane in Luwombo region.
Every day, Jabu Gamete makes a 2 kilometer trek to Kulubane River, the only water source near a home in Mapungwane in the Luvombo region of Eswatini. Although the water is contaminated and her route is dangerous, with risks of theft and sexual assault, she says she has no other choice.
As the seasons grow hotter and drier, the water we rely on is becoming scarcer. The well that has sustained us for so long is starting to run dry, and our future hangs in the balance.
According to the United Nations, the annual mean temperatures in Eswatini have increased by more than 3 degrees Celsius between 1961 and 2000. These shifts have led to the decreased stream flows in primary river basins and heightened instances of waterborne diseases.
We must wake up early to fetch water before going to school, negatively impacting our studies. By the time we arrive at school, we are already tired and often fall asleep in class.
Our children are sick and our water is unclean. We have no other choice but to drink it, even though we know it will make us ill.
International aid agencies such as Water Aid and World Vision International are working to address the water crisis in Eswatini by funding the construction of water filtering systems and new wells, as well as improvements to sanitation facilities. The Italian aid agency Corporation for the Development of Emerging Countries, or COSPE, is collaborating with the people of Mapungwane in the construction of a new water filtration system set to be unveiled soon.
They raise their own issues, identify the problems affecting them as a result of climate change, and they also come out with some proposed solutions on how they can adapt, how they can address those issues.
In 2023, the Eswatini government allocated funds to improve water supply schemes, which will benefit over 41,000 people. Nokukhanya Musi, VOA News, Mapungwane, Eswatini.
Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our main topic, A World Bank report released today says Zimbabwe's economy could see a rapid economic growth of 10% annually over the next 10 years if government implements recommended economic reforms, but will continue to decline by 3% every year if the country does not change course. The report warns that Zimbabwe is at crossroads and the path that it takes will have consequences for both its development and climate action. Key recommendations from the World Bank are that Harare must liberalize the foreign exchange market, reform mining laws in order to create a robust governance framework for mining and attract high-quality investors, invest more in climate resilient agriculture methods, repair road infrastructure leading to tourist destinations, and allow telecoms operators to charge cost-effective tariffs. A separate bi-weekly update from the bank also says Zimbabwe has the second highest food inflation of any country across the world after Argentina. This at a time when the country is facing a crippling drought that has left 3.5 million people in Zimbabwe in need of urgent food assistance, according to the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO. And to discuss this issue, we are joined on the phone by economic analyst Professor Elliot Masocha from Devry University in Ohio, here in America. Welcome to the show, Professor.
Thank you for having me.
We are also joined by Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya from the Common Markets for Liberal Solutions. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Chetel.
Thank you. Prof, we'll start with you. Looking at the World Bank report, what are your views on these recommendations for Zimbabwe?
Well, I totally agree with these recommendations. As I have said, over and over again, about the way the Zimbabwean economy is being managed, looking at measures that have been passed by the Minister of Finance, and not working. It's time to change course because currency stabilization is needed. We have been promised, many promises that we are introducing gold coins, we're introducing e-gold coins, and that's going to stabilize the economy. And nothing worked to the point where Minister Mthuli himself came out at one point and said he has introduced all measures and wonders why the black market is still in existence. As if he doesn't know that some of the policies that they put in, for example, foreign exchange auction, it's really not working because businesses are not getting money when they need it. And when that happens, they will go to the black market. So the black market cannot be eliminated by the introduction of the foreign exchange market. And this is the time. The government should take seriously recommendations given by the World Bank that they should, reform mining laws, eliminate the foreign exchange, market, and try to introduce sustainable agriculture, starting from the rural areas. Because you look at all these measures that are put in, looking at even the language, they are being explained to people. The majority doesn't even understand what's going on, and yet the economy to grow, it needs to include everybody, the consumers, from the bottom up, not from up down.
Thank you, Professor Masocha. Coming to you, Ngwenya, looking at these recommendations, is there anything new? What's your take?
Well, look, I mean, Masocha got it very correct here that, the World Bank will not say anything different from what they say 10 years ago or 5 years ago, because the sectors that drive economic growth are very universal. You cannot reinvent the wheel. I mean, look at the key drivers they mentioned. Infrastructure, without roads, without electricity, without water, you can't talk about driving Zimbabwe towards an upper middle class income society. The monetary policy is so you know, state control, you know, the state has so much grip of everything that is happening, you know, in the financial system, and the World Bank is very candid about it. So there's really nothing new. What they don't say, what the World Bank will always stay away from, is the capacity of the incumbent government to change things. Why can't they change the way they do things? They cannot change the way they do things, because the DNA of old school politics, of focusing on political power rather than development, is the issue that we Zimbabweans have to address. I think the World Bank has been very candid by mentioning that if we don't focus on those issues that are critical, but of course, they are not going to talk about national governance and corruption, because they are a very diplomatic entity. So.
Siyabonga Ngwenya. Prof Masocha, murunzwa shurutawara nava Ngwenya apa. Tisitarisa kuti akasi kekutanga kuti paite ma recommendations akadai. Nekuona kwenyu murikuona hurumende ichigashirere ma recommendations akadai uyezve ichitanga kushanda nenzira yakurudzirwa ne World Bank.
Maonero angu ndokuti hurumende ichatora zvimwe zvinobva ku World Bank yo sanganisa nezvimwe zvayakamboita kare, nokuti apa vanenge vachida kuratidza sokuti havasi kukontrolwa ne World Bank. Zvekare tinofanira kuziva kuti World Bank inobva nechekunana America uku Zimbabwe yakandorerekera noukama hwakadzaka chaizvo hwana China, hwana Russia. Saka vachange vachiterera mativi ese. Samaonero edu isu vanowanza vanyanyo kuteerera chaizvo zvinobva kunana China, zvinobva kunana Russia, noukama hwavakaumba kubvira nguva yehondo. Vane zvimwe zvibvumirano zvokuti izvo
regai ndikubatei muromo. Pane afona apo. Alo, kola. Alo.
Alo.
Yebo, lingenile kuhlelo, lisithinta lingapi?
Mina ngikhuluma ngiseBotswana endaweni yaseGaborone eMopane lokwa.
Siyabonga. Likubona njani lokhu okulethwa yiWorld Bank? Libona sengathi uhulumende uzakwamukela na?
Yena uhulumende uzakwamukela, kodwa ilizwe leZimbabwe yena alisathembisi kahle, ngoba abantu abaningi sebebasekele into eziningi. Ngikhumbula lwana umnyaka abantu bake bafaka khona izimali emabhenki, ngiyafika zaloo bazangasazakale ukuthi mina yiqonda la. So okwakathi sokusethusa kakhulu nase kuyabe khulume ngezindaba zonalezo futhi.
Hhayi, siyabonga kakhulu, siyakuzwa, siyabonga ukuthi lingenile kuhlelo.
Hhayi, nasijabula, siyathokoza kakhulu.
Ye, Prof Masocha, munogona kuenderera mberi. Manzwa zvekare vafona apa vachiti pava nenyaya yekuvimba yetrust apa, kuti banking sector haisi kugona kuvimbwa naye nekuda kwezvanga zvichiitika kumashure. Pakati pezvimwewo zvakare zvekuti taona paine maevictions ari kuitika, maproperty rights, paine nyaya dzakadaro. Zvese izvi munozvionawo sei?
Ndichipfuurira mberi risati ndaresponda kune zvabvunzwa, ndandiri pakuti pane zvimwe zvataurwa World Bank kuti zvichinjwe, so kuchinja mitemo yokunana mining uko. Tinoziva kuti vamwe vari kumining uko ndovo kuChina vanofarira mitemo iripo izvozvi. Saka hurumende ndo pandinoona kuti icharega kuita marecommendations ataurwa ne World Bank kuda kufadza shamwari dzayo dzimwe dzamandorokwati dzagara dziri mumining dzakaita samaChinese. And zvataurwa nevachangopfuura kuti imwe problem ndeye old school politics iriko, kuti vagara varipo kare vanongoita nzira dzavava vachifunga kuti dzinoshanda nyange dzisingashandi, nokuti zvinhu zvinenge zvakavanakira ivo. Tozoenda kune vabvunza mubvunzo wava. Of course, nyaya yetrust inyaya hombe. Mabhengi tingangosaa trusta zvedu, but ngatizive kuti mabhengi anokondirorwa ne Reserve Bank. Saka zvose zviri kuitika kumabhengi uku zvinhu zvinenge zvichibva ku Reserve Bank, Reserve Bank ichikondirorwa nehurumende. Saka dambudziko guru chairo chairo tingange tichingoshora zvedu mabhengi nokuti hatina tsokuziva mafambisirwo anoitwa mari kuti mabhengi anoto operator. Zvinotiva nemitemo inenge yabva kuReserve Bank do bank guru yokuvanobhenga ikokoko. Saka trust chayo chaiyo iri ku hurumende uko kuti havazivi here kuti vanhu vomuZimbabwe havachatrust mari yavo zimudhora chairo chairo iroro. Hapana ucharida nokuti takaona zvakawanda tikaruza mari dzedu kumabhengi, kwete nokuda kwamabhengi asi nokuda kwemitemo mamezures ehurumende iwaya ari kuitwa nehurumende iwaya anozoita kumabhengi uende wonzi mari yako haiko. Bhengi rinenge risina kupiwa mari kuti ripe vanhu vane mari neReserve Bank, nokuti mabhengi anobhenga kuReserve Bank opiwa mari neReserve Bank kuti chipaye vanhu. Saka paya pavatinoenda kubhengi uchinzi mari haiko kana kuti mari yaruza simba, handi mhaka yebhengi, imhaka yeReserve Bank nehurumende ndo vanokontrola mari.
Tinotenda Prof Masocha. Pane vachibatawo vari kuSouth Africa. Alo.
Makadivo brother abo.
Tiriko makadivo kuSouth Africa ikoko. Munogona kukandawo mashoko enyu panyaya yatiri kukurukura nezvayo.
Nauya vachiri kuona nezvai ndiri kuiwa, regai nditende vatereri nevatariri nana baba vamasocha vari kudebura nyaya yakakosha yenyika yedu. Nokuti chimiro chiripo mukati menyika yedu matambudziko mazhinji atisingazivi kuti matambudziko akafanana achasorwa sei. Tiri kunzwa baba vamasocha kutaura asi matambudziko ari munyika medu umu kuti tichabuda zvarini, nokuti zvinhu zvacho zviri kuramba zvichioma. Izvi takatarisana nematambudziko enzara yapfunya chichero mukati menyika yeZimbabwe. Zvinoratidza kuti katiri kuenda tizi kuti pachazosvikazve sizini yekunaya kwemvura chinenge tanaka sei ipapo.
Aiwa, tinotenda nekutibata nekupinda muchirongwa. Si vuyegini baba Ngwenya lapo. Sikhangela okwenzakalayo konke lokhu, libona sengathi kuminjani nxa sikhangela ukuqaliswa kwamabhizimusi kumbe i-foreign direct investment engena elizweni, nxa sikhangela obekusenzakala okokuthi kungathi kuyayekethiswa laphana nxa kukhangela ama-property rights kanye lokunye nje okokuxotshwa kwabantu emapulazini.
Ya, lelo iqiniso njengoba nje isikhuthwa mfundo umasosha ekhuluma yena esithi nxa abantu bengelathemba bengathembi indlela eyenziwa ngayo izinto, lalabo abafuna ukuletha izimali zabo ezivela ngaphandle kwelizwe bazasuphela bayaqonda. Ngoba nxa imithetho yakhona kuzekunje tabo ungakhangisisa imithetho yokwembiwa ama-minerals, uzabona ukuthi ukuqondane lama-China kumbe lama-Russia akuqondane. Ibhenki webhenki ithi yona nxa kusembiwa kumbe kujejwa bakwengezelele bakwengeze ivali abathi i-value addition ukwenzela ukuthi imali yangaphandle ingabi iswelakala, ngoba laba abanye abavela ngaphandle kwelizwe baye bencedisa ayisibo abayenza ukuthi umnotho ukhule bebodwa, baye bencediswa yithi siyapha eZimbabwe izwi leZimbabwe. Nxa imali zakhona zingabanjwanga kuhle izulu izakusaba laye owalapha elisebenzisa imali yakhona. Kutho ukuthi ibhenki webhenki iyabona ukuthi kule buchole obukhona, ngoba yinto evele ihlala ikhulunywa ngayo okwemali imithetho ukuba ngikuhamba izimpahla zabantu ama-property rights. Kodwa hhayi, kukhanya abawisayela abalaleli angiboni ukuthi ilizwi lakhona kumbe ivangeli lakhona bazaliphatha kuhle.
Siyabonga baba Ngwenya. Alo, lingenile kuhlelo?
Yebo.
Ye, linjani?
Siyaphila linjani baba?
Hayi, siyaphila. Lisixhuma lingaphi?
Lapha eNingizimu Afrika, le South Africa baba, ethembisa ngikhumayo lokhulumayo la baseball ekhaya eGwanda.
Hayi, siyabonga. Lingaphosa ilizwi laphana.
Ye ukuthi nje ngithole lami uhlelo sobusebaphethele ngasazwanga okuthe okuya ngapi lapho iproblem engibhekene lapho esikhuluma ngani konje namhlanje.
Besikhangela udubo lwenotho eZimbabwe kanye lendlala ekhona khathesi ekhangelane lelizwe.
Okay, hayi vele indlala yona ibhohile vele longelamehlo uyabona nje ukuthi hayi kakhulukazi izulu lonyaka ngathi liyalile nje ukuthi lisize ngoba yilo esuka sithembile yile kakhulukazi thina abantu abaphila emaphandleni. Thembele kakhulu ezulwini ngesikhathi sezulu ukuthi line lisiphathise ekudleni singagxili ezitolo ngakho konke kodwa ma izulu lithe lana hayi igxila nje kubotshukela lamafutha so ma kunje hayi kunzima kakhulu ezweni.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu Baba Khumalo. Yeah. Prof, coming to you, the World Bank says that, I quote, Zimbabwe is at a crossroads and the decisions the country takes now will decide whether the economy recovers or faces more years of decline. Looking at this and also political will, as you mentioned before, are we likely to see a situation where things deteriorate to a level where we saw in 2008 in Zimbabwe?
I think we are slowly going back to 2007, 2008, of course, minus, you know, what we saw, that wasn't available in shops, minus sanctions that were really biting in 2007, 2008. But looking at the economy itself, remember, you know, we started from $1 equal to one Zimbabwe dollar. But where are we now? We are sliding, you know, a little bit, and now we are keep on adding zero, slowly but sure, getting to, 2007, 2008. And the problem that I'm seeing here, I think you talked about foreign direct investment money being invested in Zimbabwe by our foreign companies and even individuals, that has been going down. And the main reason, you know, being currency stabilization, I can give a very good example that 20 years ago, even some of us individuals were managing to invest in Zimbabwe. For example, properties, houses in high-density suburbs were about $2,000 because we were changing that money into the local currency, of which now that's not happening. And foreign direct investment, for it to increase, it looks at how good the politics is. And this is exactly what I teach, how good the politics is. Number two, how good the economy is. And when we're talking about the economy, we are talking about the currency of the country. Do people of the country love their currency or not? They don't. They don't love the Zimbabwean dollar, which means foreign direct investment is not going to go to Zimbabwe. And the social factors as well, drought being factored into there, and technological development. We don't have electricity to drive technology when businesses are driven by technology. And then we go to legal issues, measures that are put in by the government. Are they in favor of foreign direct investment or business in general? And then we look at environmental factors. It's hot right now. It's going to be a drought. So you will find that businesses are de-risking. They are not increasing their risks, you know, their investments in a country. They are actually decreasing that. And because of some of the policies, we've seen some banks, you know, Barclays Bank, Standard Chartered, they have left the Zimbabwean market. And that's the foreign direct investment we are talking about, that it's not going to increase, it's going to decrease. And, you know, middle income economy in 2030, it depends with how many jobs are created. Because for one to have an income, you have to have a job. So if there are no jobs, if there's no job creation because of lack of businesses investing more, if we look at the taxes that are being charged to consumers as well, taking money from them that they are supposed to spend in shops, and then shops will end up not hiring anybody, actually eliminating jobs. Thereby, the economy won't be growing at all.
Thank you, Prof. Mr. Ngwenyasi ubona lapha ngendlela okuchasisa ngayo kume ngendlela elichaza ngayo kutshengisa ukuthi hayi isimo asimanga akuhle limona libona sengathi umnyaka lo ukuza kuba kume njani njalo kuyini okungakhuthaza ukuthi kwenziwe ngohulumende.
Ya njengoba bengithitsho nje ngithithi mina ama-ideas uthando ingqondo zokwenza into enhle zikhona ama-resources akhona kodwa ngibona ngathi mina laba abanikezwe ithuba kumbe i-responsibility yokwenza umsebenzi okhuluma yikwezinto angiboni ngathi angiboni ukuthi balesifiso kumbe uthando lokuthi bakwenze akula capacity kodwa nje njengenshuthi iwenzenje ngwayo kayisoze iphume egcekeni ithi hathi mina elikhona asibone ngathi alishize liphumelele kwenza kodwa nje nabe khona kule sithemba lokuthi kufanele kwenziwe imisebenzi imigwaco ilungiswe imali iqiniswe ngoba kuyengabi belokhu bebambabamba bengijimela emsikeni owemali i-free market ekhunywe yibhenki icakathekile ngoba nxa kunale confidence uzilo wezilawu engathanda imali yakhe i-aggregate demand leyana amasevingi imali ethithathayo siyifaka ibhenki yiyo enceda ukuphakamisa umuntu wezilawu kodwa hathi akuguqule ingqondo indlela eyenziwa ngayo izinto hayi ama-ideas akhona.
Yes, siyabonga Baba Ngwenya. On a different note, Mr. Ngwenya, we saw earlier President Mnangagwa failing to travel to Victoria Falls for a conference after reports that there were bombs at the country's airports. And there's breaking news right now that he has sacked Air Force Commander Elson Moyo. Could there be a link between the two issues?
Well, you as you say, this issue is breaking the news. You know, level. You know, when there's generally a lack of rule of law in a country, and when citizenry, have lost confidence in a government to look after their interests, you're always going to get these sort of things. But like I'm saying, it's very difficult for us to start joining the dots. But we all know that after the December. After the August 2023 election, there was a state of anxiety, so I can imagine that some strongholds, some are probably taking advantage of that. But it's very highly destabilizing, and it's not quite correct to start making a judgment calls on something that has not yet been established in terms of its qualities.
Thank you, Mr. Ngwenya. And let me take this opportunity to thank you, Professor Masocha and Mr. Ngwenya, for coming on the program. And thank you so much for the callers that came on the program and also for the viewers. Sibonga kakhulu ukuthi liqhubekela phambili lisixhasa kulolu hlelo. Tinolakho ukuthenda ukuthi mangemine simuchirongwa chelu chanasi. Apo patakati sicharisa nyaya dzezveupfumi hwenyika. Pachitarisa zvekare nyaya yenzara inova nyaya hombe zvikuru muZimbabwe sezvo mvura isina kunaya. Njengoba izulu lingananga ludaba olusegudwini kakhulu okuludaba lwendlala elizweni. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Tabakancube.